Hi, and welcome to Did You Say Mainframe podcast series. This is where we regularly interview IBM technical experts who can help you to understand important IBM mainframe hardware and software issues. And I'm your host, Nick Garrod. Today, we're going to talk about the new and extended event processing support that's provided in Kix Transaction Server version 4.2. And our guest today is Andy Armstrong. He's a software engineer from the Kix test team, and he works here at in Hursley in the UK. Hi, Andy. It's great to have you here.
Hi, Nick. It's an exciting time.
Now, before we begin, I'd just like to mention to our listeners that there is more information, especially in a recently produced paper, and I'll be giving out that information at the end of this podcast. So now, Andy, what's new in event processing for Kix in version 4.2?
In version 4.2, we have quite a lot of new functionality. We have integrated system events, which help you determine the health of your enterprise Kix systems. We have allowed assured events, which help for when you're running business critical applications using event processing. We've decided to make the EP adapters externalized so that you can make one change to an EP adapter and have it reflected in all of your different event bindings. And we have also integrated EP search so that if you change one of your event bindings, you can determine which possible adapters you might need to go back and have a look at.
Okay, that's quite a few different topics. Why were those topics picked?
They were picked basically because of the feedback we had from our customers stated that they were interested with what the application event support we had in 4.1 was, but perhaps wanted to determine a little bit more about the state of their system. Like, could they be notified if something bad was happening?
Okay, I understand. So I think the first of those that you mentioned there was something called system events. Could you elaborate a bit on what system events are?
Yeah, sure. So Kix system events are basically here to try to help you to make a decision about the health of your Kix systems. If you have an absolutely integral file, which you must have enabled and open in order for your business to succeed, or if you have a DB2 connection, which is imperative that it remains connected at all times, and you're currently having systems which are polling that to maintain, to do checks to see if it's still alive, then system events can help you here in a very efficient manner.
Okay, and I think you also talked about this kind of search and the bindings. Could you give just a quick reprise on what those do, what benefits that you get from that?
Sure. So the EP search is really here so that if you make a change to, let's say you had deployed an event binding which was checking for an event coming out of one of your actual application programs. You then go and make an update to that application program. Suddenly, that event may not happen anymore because of the changed programming logic. So you can use EP search to determine which event bindings you might have to go back and have a look at, which is an excellent way of integrating the new functionality in 4.2 with your newer business applications.
Okay, so just let me act as devil's advocate for a moment. In my shop, I'm not allowed to make code changes to production systems. So I've heard you talking about changes to bind files and various things. How do I make this work? How do I use capture points and whatever?
Yeah, so the whole event processing architecture has been developed in a non-invasive way. And the excellent point about that means that you need to make no changes to your application code at all to make use of event processing. This really means that you can get started with event processing without any tie-ins at all. You don't have to make any new code. You don't have to make changes. You don't really have to do much at all to get started. So it means that there is very little from holding you back in using event processing.
So is it all in JCL or do we use some other thing? I know there's the Kix Explorer. Is it done in this?
Yeah, so the Kix event processing support has really been integrated very well with the Kix Explorer. We use a tool called the Event Binding Editor, which is packaged with the Kix Explorer and is also part of the Rational Developer for Z. And this is where you develop and create your event bindings. And the event bindings describe what types of events you're looking for and the data you want to get out of them. And it also describes your consumer, where you want to send this data and in what format.
Okay, thank you. So going back to the system events then, what can these system events, what do they show me?
Okay, so system events really show you a variety of different things. We have multiple different capture points for system events, and I'm going to name quite a few of them just now. So we have the file enable status, which basically says if a file goes, if its status changes from enabled to disabled, for example, then an event will be emitted. We've got file open, file close, which is exactly the same as before. We've got DB2 connection status. One of the smart new ones is the task threshold, and this will give you an idea of how overloaded your kick system may be, so that you can say, I want an event when my kick system's task threshold climbs over 60%, 70%, 80%, all the way up to over 100. On top of that, we also support a TRAN class maximum task threshold, where if you've got a specific transaction class that you want to monitor the number of tasks that are associated with it, you can do that.
Okay, thanks. But I'm a little bit confused still. I've heard of OmegaMon, and I've heard of the RTA capability within KixPlex SM. How is this different? Why would I use this event system events over those products?
So Kix event processing is really a lighter weight solution. It is it's basically meant for a smaller scale problem. What it can do is it's very, very easy and quick to implement solutions with. You need to make absolutely no changes to your application code at all. It's very, very efficient. Kix event processing is built upon a push framework instead of a polling framework. And that basically means that the very second something happens that you want to be notified about, you get notified. Whereas in a polling system, you might have to wait for the next polling cycle to pick up that new problem or that new event. So it's a more efficient way of doing a very similar thing.
And I guess you're picking up the information then at its peak value, at its ultimate time.
Yeah, well. It's at its freshest when it's coming out to the consumer.
Right, yeah. Okay. So you've just mentioned consumer. I'm producing, or Kix is producing, all these events, system events, whatever. What consumers are out there to take these events?
So we obviously support the IBM Business Monitor, and this is very useful for creating a dashboard for your Kix system. So for example, if I wanted to use the maximum task threshold system event, I could create a dashboard in Business Monitor to show me just how busy my Kix system is. On top of that, we support the WebSphere business events, which means that you can apply a level of logic to the events which are happening. So that, for instance, if you were monitoring a sales application, you could monitor for those customers which are buying regularly the same things, and then get this information into WebSphere business events, and then maybe send them a suggestion that they might want to buy something different, or they might like this instead, that kind of event. On top of that, our EP adapters support a variety of different exporting mechanisms for these events. And the fact that our events support multiple different formats means that you can actually integrate Kix event processing with an internal tool which you may already have written, or you could create your own tool to pull in this data and display it in a fashion that you'd prefer.
Okay, Andy, thank you very much. That was very interesting.
Not a problem.
Well, that about wraps it up for this podcast discussion. To find out more about the Kix event processing in Kix TS version 4 and various information that is out there to help you understand and implement some of this new function, please go to the description for this podcast. Join us next time when we will talk about another important mainframe topic. For now, this is Nick Garrod saying thank you for listening.